Hi, and welcome to the Conservative Roots Podcast. Today is Monday, November 23rd, 2020. I'm your host, Robert. I've been gone a few days. In fact, there's actually dust on my microphone. As I mentioned in my last podcast, my stepmother passed away, and so there's been a lot of family obligations to attend to, obviously. Sorry for being away for so long, but I'm sure you understand. In any case, I'll be able to get back, I think, on a fairly normal schedule going forward. Now, since I've been out, I'll try to get an episode up for tomorrow and Wednesday, and obviously Thanksgiving take off for that. For anybody living in a state where they say that you can't have more than 10 people or you shouldn't gather at all, I say screw that. Do whatever you want to do. This is absolutely unconstitutional. Carpool if you have to so that there's less cars in the driveway, but these tyrants have no right to keep you from your family. Look at Governor Murphy here in New Jersey, caught out in a restaurant, no mask, having fun with his family. Just absolutely ridiculous. These people live by a whole different set of rules. They got no business telling you what you should do. Obviously, be safe. You got elderly people, you want to wear a mask, you want to do all that kind of thing, you want to social distance, fine, do it. But for them to say that you have to cancel your holidays because of COVID is absolutely insane. First half of this episode, I'm going to go over some of the news stories, and then I want to talk about, with all of the misinformation, the liberal propaganda, the rhinos turning on Trump lately and stuff like that, you know, who and what should we trust? Why should we still have faith in all of this? And I'll explain my whole take on that, that whole question. All right, so the last couple of days, I haven't been able to follow the news as much as I'd like or I normally would. But what I'm seeing is the push by the Rhino Republicans in the media to tell you that everything is over once again. The deep state won. The great reset is happening. Like it or not, we all just better get used to the idea and accept it. Chris Christie says that Trump's legal fight is a national embarrassment. And this is the guy, mind you, who was coaching Trump for the first debate. What I posted on Parler yesterday, I think it was yesterday, about all this, that, you know, no matter what happens in the end, one thing is going to be 100% clear by the end of all this. We're all going to know beyond a shadow of a doubt which Republicans are there to defend America and to help Trump with his legal battles, and we're going to see which ones are the rhinos, the sellouts, and, you know, are perfectly happy to let Democrats in the deep state rule over us, usher in their little reset. Chris Christie, as if we needed any more proof, has, I believe, just doomed himself for the future. Now, an Obama judge in Pennsylvania tossed out Trump's lawsuit. I think Rudy is appealing now. Michigan is supposed to certify today. Pennsylvania was, or they just got a last-minute injunction. This is from Breitbart. We have no reason to doubt the canvassers will carry out their duty to certify every one of Michigan's 83 counties and have done so. Republican and Democrat clerks have confirmed there is no evidence of widespread irregularities, and the board has previously certified elections with more clerical mistakes and much narrower margins of victory, Michigan's Secretary of State spokeswoman Tracy Wimmer said. President-elect Joe Biden won the state by about 150,000 votes. 150,000. Cox and McDaniel sent a letter to the canvassing board suggesting it adjourned for 14 days for a full audit and investigation before certifying the state's election results. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, however, clarified on Saturday that such an audit could not take place until after the election is certified. I think Wisconsin is looking to do the same soon despite the recount. Nevada, I think, is going to certify, I think, on Tuesday, tomorrow. And I think in Georgia, Kemp is asking for another recount, this time with signature audits. So maybe he's feeling a little bit of pressure, all the protesters. And, you know, if it's true that he's feeling responsible for maybe bringing in the Dominion machines, maybe he's feeling a little bit of pressure not to get involved with wanting to certify if he knows that there's an issue with the machines, too. And the news is like this all over the country. Basically, Obama judges stepping in, getting rid of any legal challenges. The legal team, you know, they got to press on. They move the fight higher up the ladder, while the national fight is still being prepared by Powell and Giuliani. So what seems to be the consensus out there among people is that once the states certify like that, Biden is president, and that's just not the case. As the Michigan Secretary of State said herself, a full audit in their state can't even take place apparently until after certification. And if they have the evidence for a national level voter fraud, a lot of this isn't going to matter anyway, no matter what they do. Now, let me get into the whole Sidney Powell thing here for a second, because a lot of people were, and maybe still are, panicked. I'm not sure. It depends on what kind of news outlets they read. Now, the Trump campaign issued a statement yesterday basically saying that, you know, Sidney Powell is practicing law on her own. She's not a member of the Trump legal team. She's also not a lawyer for the president in his personal capacity, which basically I think came from Giuliani. Now, when I first heard this, I thought this might have been connected to a couple of statements that she's made, some of the accusations where she then had to clarify, well, you know, this is what I was told, or this is what somebody was saying to us. And I thought they might be distancing just a little bit in case she was taking too many unnecessary chances or risks in some of her statements. But I was never under the impression that she was actually part of the legal team, and that's obviously been confirmed. There didn't seem to be any reason to panic. It looked more like a statement to clarify that the cases that she's going to be pursuing are not one and the same with the ones that the Trump legal team are going to be pursuing. So I didn't see a big issue here unless it really had to do with the, you know, the statements. Now later, Michael Flynn Jr. weighed in on things and he said, Sidney Powell has been suspended from Twitter for 12 hours. Actually, I can't believe she still had an account at all. I mean, if you really think about Twitter and how easily they ban people, I thought Jack would have gotten rid of her a long time ago. She understands the White House press release and agrees with it today. She's staying the course to prove the massive deliberate election fraud that robbed we the people of our votes for President Trump and many other Republican candidates. After Sidney released this statement, I'm sure many of you have read through this yourselves, but for those that didn't, I want to bring you up to date because all of this is going to relate to something that I want to talk about later, too. And this is what she said. I understand today's press release. I will continue to represent we the people who had their votes for Trump and other Republicans stolen by massive fraud through Dominion and Smartmatic, and we will be filing suit soon. The chips will fall where they may, and we will defend the foundation of this great republic. And then she put hashtag Kraken on steroids. And the last update, as of last night, was again from Flynn Jr., who was confirming that the release had nothing to do with any misstatement from Powell, like I had maybe suspected. It had to do more with finances and who they could go after. This is what he said. Cannot confirm yet, but I'm confident this has to do with money coming in for legal defense fund support. Sidney Powell has her own separate entity for legal donations that isn't in conjunction with the Trump legal team. Free Sidney to do her own thing, which will still be biblical. Give this the 24-hour rule. He followed that up with a can confirm. Sidney Powell is free to focus and not be tied to having to vet everything through the campaign. So it had people ready to hang themselves last night. Turns out to be more of a question of separating finances. And also, I do think there's a big legal strategy here on who attacks who and how. Let's say that there's people in the government opposed to Trump who were in on this entire scam. Maybe they were tied to the Dominion machines. Maybe they just were tied to switching votes, all of this. Trump can't really go after them legally while he's president. Right? It's kind of a conflict of interest. It could go all the way to Biden, who knows? But I mean, obviously they can't bring a suit against Biden right now. Powell can. So I think by distinguishing the two into two different camps, they're free to tackle different opponents. Now, it makes sense that Flynn Jr. is commenting on this because remember, he knows Sidney Powell really, really well. She's the legal counsel for his dad, General Flynn. So they've got a lot of inside information about this entire topic. Now, one thing that I think is interesting, both Powell and Flynn talk about this info that she has, right, this lawsuit as being biblical. A lot of you have heard that before, haven't we? They have also referred to it as an awakening. Right from the pages of, let's call him, Patriot Associated with 17. I'm not going to say the letter because you get your podcast banned for that now. And General Flynn took the where we go one, we go all pledge. So we know where Flynn stands on all this. Now, is there a connection here? Possibly so. Later, I'm going to tie this into somebody else who talked about this as well, too. Now, this whole thing caused a media storm, right? And the whole internet was waiting for that response from Sidney. What does she do? She comes on here. She gave an even more detailed response later. But who did she mention? She mentioned Dominion and Smartmatic again, right? When everybody was watching, she mentions Dominion and Smartmatic. And what story broke last night as well? I'll take this from Gateway Pundit. I don't know if this is their exclusive, but this is completely relevant. Remember in my last podcast, I read the statement from Smartmatic and they denied any, and I mean any, connection to Dominion, all right? Well, let's read this. Smartmatic lied. Lord Mullick Brown admitted to license agreement between Smartmatic and Dominion in a 2015 interview. Smartmatic, a UK-based company, is a George Soros-linked company that has provided voting technology in 16 states, including battleground states, battleground zones like Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. The company was formed in 2000, and a Chavez campaign advisor was placed on the board as well. The chairman of Smartmatic is Lord Mark Mullick Brown, who sits in the British House of Lords and on the board of George Soros' Open Society Foundations. He was formerly the vice chairman of Soros' investment funds and even the deputy secretary general of the United Nations when he worked as chief of staff to Kofi Annan. So this guy is just fantastic, right? Sits on George Soros' Open Society Foundation, and he was part of the UN. Smartmatic posted a tweet last week outright denying their transfer of technology to Dominion voting systems. They also, besides the tweet, they also had a full page on their website, and that's what I read from on the last podcast that I did. Here's their statement. Against false statements, the facts. Smartmatic does not own Dominion voting systems and has never provided Dominion with any technology. Smartmatic has never had ties with any government or political group anywhere in the world. In December 2007, Smartmatic announced the sale of their Sequoia voting systems to Dominion voting systems. And in 2015, Smartmatic chairman Lord Mark Mullick Brown told the Filipino news station that Smartmatic uses Dominion-owned software. This was back in 2015. See, this is where the internet is getting really pesky for these people, and I keep saying it in podcast after podcast. It's like these liberals and these globalists, it's like they don't realize the internet is an invention. They sit there and they'll tell you the worst, most egregious, most stupid lie, like it's not being recorded, like 2 years into the future, we're not going to be able to go back and play it for them. You know, they're still acting like the only thing out there at best is newspapers. It's unbelievable. Reporter. The question on people's minds, why is Smartmatic even still here in the Philippines after reports it had violated provisions of the election automated law? Number one, for example, that it was never allowed to bid in the 2010 elections because it did not actually own the software. Dominion owned the software. Dominion Voting owned the software, plus the difficulty that they had to put the COMELEC, Commission on Elections, something like that, in order to access the source code. Issues like that. Your thoughts? People say we should not be subjected to Smartmatic again this time around. Mark Mullick Brown. Yes, well, I think that's competitors who say that. The fact is, yes, a part of our technology is licensed from Dominion. But you tell me a large technology company which isn't using in part licenses from other companies. And we have a license for the international use of that particular piece of the technology. Reporter. So Mark, let me just cut in there and ask you. The license issued by Dominion for you to use for proprietary software, that is a live license for you to use? Yes. Ouch. See, that's gotta hurt. You know where that might hurt? In court. Because there was a full denial by Smartmatic recently saying they had no ties to Dominion whatsoever. And here it is, this guy, the owner of the company, on videotape talking about it. Now, we read that whole big long statement of how dare you from Smartmatic before I took my break the last few days. You know what this reminds me of now? The big how dare you statement yesterday by Dominion. Same thing, basically. Of all people who were there to give the voice of denial for Dominion, who would it be? Why, of course, it was Fox News. A Dominion spokesman went on to Fox to talk to Eric Schoen. This guy's name is Michael Steele. Now, who has this guy, this Michael Steele guy from Dominion, worked for before? Jeb Bush and Mitt Romney. So right off the bat, I don't trust anything that this guy has to say at all. If he's associated with Mitt Romney and Jeb Bush, I don't trust him. I'm going to take this from the New York Post because I refuse to go to Fox. A representative for Dominion Voting Systems on Sunday hit back at claims that the software company meddled in the election to benefit President-elect Joe Biden, stressing it was not physically possible for its machines to change voter selections. Michael Steele addressed claims from President Trump's allies that Dominion systems, which are used for elections in parts of 28 states, switched votes to Biden, The Hill reported. This is a nonpartisan American company. It is not physically possible for our machines to switch votes from one candidate to the other, Steele said on Fox News. Our election system is run by local elected officials and nonpartisan poll watchers. We simply provide a tool to count the ballots and to print and count ballots. Local elected officials and nonpartisan poll watchers. Want to explain to me how he has any clue whatsoever that poll watchers are nonpartisan, or for that matter, the elected officials, or anyone else working the polls who kept Republicans away from watching the counts, or who dragged in thousands upon thousands of ballots for Biden at 4:30 in the morning, right? Did no verifications like signature matching? I mean, this guy is literally talking from his own ass. There is no way such a massive fraud could have taken place, and there are no connections between our company and Venezuela, Germany, Barcelona, Kathmandu, whatever the latest conspiracy theory is. And there they go with the conspiracy theory again. Like you had no connection to Smartmatic. But then we just heard from the guy from Smartmatic on video admitting that you do. So who are we to believe? Certainly neither one of these guys. When pressed by Fox News' Eric Schoen on how he could be sure that Dominion's machines were secure, Steele said that when voters cast their ballot, they fill out it out on a touchscreen, and then they're given a printed copy that they had to hand to local election officials for safekeeping. If any electronic interference had taken place, the tally reported electronically would not match the printed ballot, Steele said. And in every case where we've looked at it in Georgia, all across the country, the printed ballots, the gold standard in election security, has matched the electronic tally. Is anybody believing this guy? Because I don't. I mean, wow, a lawyer who worked with Jeb Bush and Mitt Romney wants me to believe him. Imagine an attorney who isn't in a court and isn't under oath lying. No, that can't be. Why didn't Dominion go and testify under oath in Pennsylvania the other day? Why just go on Fox News and deny everything? So no, I'm sorry. To me, this is a fake it till you make it statement, and this clown is praying to God that we don't have the evidence that we're alluding to. They aren't going to just come out and admit everything, right? That means that they all go to jail. They just come out and say what they did. Everybody's going to jail. They're of course going to make us prove it. They're of course going to deny everything so that we have to prove it. And if by some chance we didn't have the evidence, they get to say whatever they want. They get to get off scot-free. This guy can come out here and say how secure it was and how wonderful all the poll workers were and that they're nonpartisan and that the elected officials are on the up and up. He can come in and say whatever he wants on Fox News. Doesn't make it true. That's not evidence. People are talking today, but oh, well, the guy went from Dominion said that everything's on the up and up, and he said it on Fox News. Oh, well, then I guess that makes it true, right? Because a lawyer would never lie. Unbelievable. Anyway, so don't look at this and think that Powell or the Trump team doesn't have the goods on Dominion. This has all the makings of a bluff, just like Smartmatic tried to do. But then what happens? You get all these videos and past statements surfacing that they thought nobody would find, but they did. Now, let's head over to another attorney that's been on the Trump case. This is from Lynn Wood. Now, Lynn Wood was also one of the attorneys who volunteered his services for Kyle Rittenhouse. Wood posted this yesterday, and I thought it was pretty interesting. So the Supreme Court is being aligned. The Department of Defense was recently realigned by the president. Take a look at how he put in place a cyber terrorism and a terrorism expert. As I said, look at what he did in 2018 with the executive order to deal with foreign interference in our national elections. Look, I'd like to see, in a perfect world, John Durham's report come out and all those people go to jail. I'd like to see Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell and a lot of people go to jail. I'd like to see what's on Hunter Biden's laptop. I'd like to see those people go to jail. I'd like to see what's on Anthony Weiner's laptop. I'd like to see a lot of people go to jail. And then when we get the final phase of the election fraud, I'd like to see people go to jail. The one thing I'll say is there's going to be a lot of intermingling. There will be people going to jail, I believe, who are involved in all of those or some of those same investigations. So there is potentially a great awakening. The truth has to come out. I believe it will. I do not think that you can hide the truth. I do say it and I believe it. Every lie will be revealed. This country is going to be shocked when they find the truth about who's been occupying the Oval Office for some periods of years. They're going to be shocked at the level of pedophilia. They are going to be shocked at what I believe is going to be a revelation in terms of people who are engaged in satanic worship. Great awakening again. Again, where have we heard that before? Pedophilia, satanic worship. Look at all the things that he mentioned, he mentioned the Wiener laptop, the Clinton Foundation, all these different things. Got that out into the public, the public discourse again. All right? All of this have been subjects of Patriot 17. And it's coming into the language of Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, and also the Flynns. Now, could all be coincidence, but I don't think so. The things he's saying makes me think that he's been briefed on what's coming, or he's seen some evidence and is pretty confident going forward about what's coming with the justice. Now, what I want to talk about for the second part of the episode is, who do we trust? That's the question it's coming down to for a lot of people right now. Are there people left out there that we can still place our trust in? All right, we're not stupid. We see all the sworn affidavits. We see vote dumps at 4 o'clock in the morning, 100% for Biden. We see nobody matching signatures. We see numbers changing in real time right in front of our eyes on television. We see poll watchers throwing out ballots, ballots tossed in the dumpster. We know this election has been stolen so far. We know it. And the question becomes, are we still trusting the people that are leading this fight? Let me use an example. I'm in a group chat with a couple of my best friends. One is from Europe. He served in the military over there. Now he owns a business here. He's doing well for himself. The other guy in business too. He was in the Marine Corps, both conservative guys. The guy who's in the Marines seemed to be losing a lot of hope the other day. And I want to share with you some of his concerns because I'm sure that they are concerns that are shared by a lot of us out there. And it's the same kind of things that I hear from other people too. And I'll tell you how I responded as well. Basically, it started with the other guy posting an article about the World Economic Forum and their little fascist financial reboot, the Great Reset, which all of a sudden has kind of sprung up out of nowhere, right? Not for people that have been paying attention to Trump's fight against the central banks and globalism and everything, because they've always been talking about this. It's basically the New World Order. But they're emboldened now. Right now that they think Biden is in office, they're emboldened and they're ordering the media to start talking about it in a positive manner, trying to get some people who are, stupid enough to vote for Biden to be accepting of a reboot, right, by the globalist powers and trying to convince them that this is just going to be a wonderful thing for everybody. Now, I'll read his text because I think, this is what's on the minds of a lot of people. I think this is what a lot of people are afraid of. Here he goes. My feelings on why he can't win are because he's fighting against the world power elite who are hell-bent on Biden winning. Then they get into talking about COVID, how it was used on purpose to destroy small business while big business thrived, get us used to being scared, submissive, having our freedom stripped, and they talk about the article I had talked about, the one that said that we're not going to own anything in 10 years and we're going to like it. Yeah, the whole communist utopia reset and everything. I'll read a couple more of his texts. And I'm sorry, Trump is not going to win. He isn't. He can't fight against this. It's too concerted, too big, too powerful. The largest tenet of this great reset is to adjust economies to make them more fair, basically kill capitalism. Then he says, mark my words, if Trump is lucky enough to get this into the Supreme Court, he isn't winning. The world doesn't want them, and legions of brainwashed idiots are following this as a good thing. They want things done for them, and they don't want to have to put anything into it. Then he talks a bit about stuff he's seeing in the news with the lawsuits. And again, I'm reading his concerns because I think they echo a lot of people. He mentions this article on how one of Trump's attorneys said that the lawsuits are going to be filed in Georgia, and it's going to shock people. And this is how he responds to that. Let's see this shock now. There's all this compelling evidence, shocking new evidence, every time I open my newsfeed. Now. Not now, but right now. There's no time to lose here. But as I mentioned before, nothing is going to happen. Nothing's going to change the outcome. They want him out because he doesn't fit their global plan. They went on a bit longer, you know, back and forth about even if Trump wins, it's over because they're going to crush the economy. The newer generations are all brainwashed. And I was busy when they were going back and forth, so I didn't see it until, you know, this entire slew of negativity had ended. And I'm not going to get into reading my response verbatim like I did for them, but I'm just going to explain what I told them. Now, are we supposed to trust the media? Are we supposed to sit here like morons and listen to the media tell us that Trump has no chance, that Trump's teams are you know, his legal teams are fools, they have no evidence, that Trump is a dictator, that he's stealing the election, that this is a foregone conclusion, that Biden is president, etc., etc.? These are the exact same people that told us that Trump would be removed from office a month after he was sworn in. They were the ones that told us they had proof Trump was a rapist and a molester. That never panned out, did it? They're the same people who told us that Stormy Daniels was going to bring down Trump and that Michael Avenatti not only was going to take down Trump, but he was going to be president one day. Same people that told us Trump was a Russian agent, that he was in a hotel with Russian hookers, that the whole Spygate and Obamagate scandals, that they were nothing at all, it was all conspiracy. They told us the Mueller report was going to show Trump colluded with Russia and it would be enough to put him away in prison forever, right? Same media who told us Trump would be impeached, removed from office, that Putin had something on Trump, that he didn't pay his taxes, that there's no evidence against Hunter or Joe Biden. I mean, this media that predicted Trump's downfall at every single turn and worked hard, and I mean hard, to sabotage Trump at every single turn, who every day told us that he was a sitting criminal in the White House, right? And an agent of Russia, whose every attempt to take Trump out never, ever worked. Now they're telling you again what's going to happen to Trump and that Trump is going to lose. Same people. I'm sorry, all I've ever seen Trump do so far is win. The only people telling you that Trump has no chance are the same ones who for 4 years have been doing everything that they can to destroy him and they couldn't do it. The same ones telling you that Trump was going to be removed from office and arrested and all that crap, they were 100% wrong for the past 4 years. Now I'm supposed to listen to everything that they're saying and take it to heart? How many times did they get it wrong in the past 4 years? Like a million? So this entire media storm is meant to do nothing but to take away your spirit, take away your faith, your will to get out and protest, your will to write letters to your legislature and your governors, take your will away to call your Republican reps and demand that they keep fighting. They don't want you calling and writing your state legislature. They want you dejected. They want you to give up all hope. Because a person without hope is already defeated. Even if they have everything that it takes to win, if you don't have any hope, if you don't have any heart, if you don't have any fight left in you, you're going to lose, even though you should win. And let's also look at it this way. Like my two friends who believe that Trump is up against the greatest and the biggest forces in the world. And he is. Let's make that clear. He's up against the central bank globally. The Rothschilds, the Royals, he's up against the United Nations, the EU, the Chinese, everybody. But mostly the central bank globalist cabal, they're the ones that have been running the world for centuries. That's who runs the show, and world leaders are basically chosen by them for the most part. Trump wasn't, and look at the pushback. But okay, so they're trying to keep Trump out of office right now, right? And install Biden as the puppet. This is the same cabal of deep state power players that have been fighting Trump for 4 years and lost. The same ones who organized the media against him, the same ones that organized the lawsuits, the same ones that organized the impeachment and the Mueller investigation and the dirty dossier and all of this nonsense. He's faced these people for 4 years and he hasn't lost yet. So I'm supposed to give up on Trump now? I'm supposed to say he's got no chance of beating these people? That's not what precedent has shown. Trump is the winner so far. Look, if Trump were alone in all of this, he would have been taken out in his first year, possibly even by assassination. All right? They tried, but they couldn't do it. What does that tell you? It tells you that Trump is not alone, that he's got good guys surrounding him and helping him. Some might call them the Patriots, the White Hats. Trump is not alone in this fight. I look at all the controversies going on right now with the lawsuits, whether he has the evidence and, you know, it's all a sham, blah, blah, blah. And I've got to make a choice. Do I trust Donald Trump? Yes, I do. I believe he's done nothing but fight hard for us. I believe he's a step ahead of them. He's the one who told us about their plan. He made that executive order in 2018 to combat voter fraud and foreign interference. That's going to come into play now. He's thwarted everything that they've tried to do to him. And quite frankly, while I trust some of the Republicans around him, I don't really trust many of them at all because they aren't leaders. Trump is the only one out of that whole pack of, what was it, 25 Republicans who ran, whatever the number was. He's the only one who could actually lead the country. And that's why he emerged as the front runner. This is the United States of America. We need a leader. We need that alpha male energy to run this country. If all you want to do is preside over the country's decline and you want to lead us towards submitting to the globalists, well, then you can be effeminate. Then you can throw out the first pitch like a little girl. You can ride your bike with your little helmet and you pedal slowly like Kermit the Frog looking like a pansy. Nobody like that can actually lead the country towards a successful, strong American future. All right, for that, we need Donald Trump and we need his dominance. Do I trust Giuliani? Yeah, I think I do. I watched this guy bring the mafia to its knees. I watched him reverse New York City from the crap hole that it was into an entirely new reality. If he says that he has the evidence, I believe him. Same with Powell. I think that they're upstanding people who only have this country at heart. And I trust General Flynn a lot. He vouches for Powell. I know when General Flynn says something, I can believe it. And I know that there's a lot more people surrounding and helping them than we know about. Now, does this mean that we're guaranteed to win? No, but it means that we can be rest assured that the right things are going to be done. That it's not just lies or hyperbole or conspiracy theories. We have to put our faith in the people running the show. Trust that they're doing the jobs that we need them to do. But we need to do our job and hold the people that we can under the fire, make them realize that this is not just some other time in American history where everybody can be an observer and stay neutral, okay? There's no time for being Switzerland right now. This is the fight for the country right here, right now. And all of these Republicans that are being passive need to feel the pressure from us until we see this thing through. Try to filter out the noise from the media, the nonsense. Keep a close eye out for the Republicans who abandon us and make a list. Because when Trump wins, there can be no apologies or absorbing these people back into the party. Okay? Anybody who doesn't take a stand right now for the country, for Trump, for this legal battle, for the future of America, they need to go. Permanently. All right, that's it for today. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit the subscribe button. And if you know people who might like it, please share it with them as well. And I will talk to you again soon. Have a wonderful evening.